Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 80, released on the 12th of December, 2024. Show notes linked in the description. Email the show, show@3ftpodcast.org. Hit us up on the socials. We're on the Facebook. I don't know. Just use Facebook. but we've also got it, what, Dave? Instagram. We got TikTok.
Instagram, TikTok, X, wherever.
Oh, we got it all, I guess. Yeah. I wouldn't know. You can comment directly on the website, 3ftpodcast.org. We drop these shows every week. I screwed that up last time. Yeah, we're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And this is your old buddy Dave, that's the internet savvy, and we are on TikTok too, so check us out there.
We've dropped a few TikTok videos. I wouldn't consider us, well, I wouldn't consider me a pro. Dave's further along in that evolution than I am. Malia.
So, it's my turn. I'm just waiting. You guys keep going back and forth. This is Malia hanging out with the screw up and the professional internet guy. And what do we? You screw everything up. That's what you said, Bill. All right.
I was waiting to see what she's going to call me. Oh, wait.
Yes. You haven't gone yet.
I'm the screw up.
I already knew that.
That's what you said. I screw everything up.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
I didn't say I screwed everything up. I just screwed that up. Jesus Christ. I don't know. You're all over the place with your opinion of me, Malia. I don't know. Oh, well.
Typical
she
woman.
Loves you a long time. It's a normal woman.
Why you ask for a woman to be on the show? It's like, I gotta mess with you guys.
Hey, Malia.
And Dave thinks he's a professional. Like,
what's the
internet savvy?
I tell him he is. That way he'll keep doing what he's doing because he's.
Because I'm the only one that's suckered. That didn't
what's the three shortest words in the English language?
Three shortest words in the English language.
Mm-hmm. Is it in?
I hate you.
Let's have it, Steve.
Is it in?
Oh, is it
is
in?
Is it in? Is it in? Oh.
It, the three shortest. Okay. Early on
I thought he was
going to
tell a sucker
morning.
Joke.
Yeah, this is way too early for that.
I thought we were going to get a sucker joke with all the sucking he does.
Is it in yet?
Oh, here's some nerd stuff for you. What's the longest word in the English language?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's not actually a real word.
Mary Poppins said it was. Well, Big Van Dyke.
Mary Poppins is dead.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Whoa! Look at this motherfucker here, man. Yeah,
he looked it up.
Maybe he is a pro.
No, I've known that since high school because we played this game in school before.
Oh.
Do you know what the word means?
It has something to do with Italy, but I forgot.
No. It means to be opposing the opposition of the Henry VIII English church.
Okay, I knew it had there something go, to do with kids. Them people over there. Those people.
Yeah, though them are people over there, them daggum old foreigners over there.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Eggs and bacon walk into a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Those says we don't serve breakfast.
You know,
Never mind. I found some dad jokes. I thought it was funny.
Grasshopper walks into a bar. Bartender says, "Hey, we got a drink named after you." Grasshopper says, "Really? You got a drink named Phil?" Give me the drum, Steve. Give me the drum.
Come on, he's slow on the butt. I'm gonna have to get
for God's sake.
Here.
When we want it, we can't get it. That's that figures.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, are you serious? I don't even know where it's at.
Of course not. It's okay. Well,
okay, this will do it then.
Yikes. Awful. Anyway. Episode 80.
You think you're so smart. What does the acronym, the word F-U-C-K, how did it originate?
I didn't know it was an acronym. I thought it was an acronym.
Yeah.
Ackerman?
F-U-C-K.
Acronym. How did the origination, there was a TV show that did originations of bad language, how it became and what it meant.
That's interesting. Enlighten
us. It meant fornication under consent of the king.
Oh, that's going to be another Henry VIII thing.
Uh-huh.
Another back one in of them.
So, yeah. So that's where it started.
So F-U-C-K is an acronym. I never even realized it.
Yeah.
And then it just became fun to
use. It's a universal adjective, but, you know.
Hey. Yeah, it is absolutely the universal adjective and verb.
I am old now. I can't put much more useless knowledge in my head. So,
when you pour a gallon of knowledge into a shot glass of a brain, then it's just going to flow over. That's how I explain my forgetfulness, and I am forgetful. No doubt about it.
Hey, Bill,
our producer's here, so you may.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
You'll see us next Tuesday. Or is that the Ackerman?
What's on your hat, dude?
Oh, yeah.
That's for them women folk.
I know.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So how was your week, boys?
I had a good week. I went to Texas again.
Was it nice down there?
It was 86. I had to turn the air conditioner on again. So.
And how is it where you're at now?
Cool down to where...
Lord have mercy.
30?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't look.
It is, you gotta look. Can tell you, right now, it is 18.
Really?
Yeah.
Today's the coldest day of the week, supposedly.
What the heck?
18 with a real feel of 5.
Coffee season. It's the season for coffee and finding one on your truck.
I told you that it was going to be warm right up until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't.
I mean, there's no in between. There's no like.
And it wasn't going to be dry right until it wasn't, right?
Yeah, that too.
Well, since we're talking about the weather, and Steve brought it up earlier, it's a snowstorm northeast, a Thanksgiving winter storm, weathers through upper New York. So I'm looking here on Fox News.
Lake weather effect.
I look on my. On my radar here, and Michigan's getting it worse right now than New York, but it could pick up right now. Michigan's getting hammered from Traverse City all the way down to Grand Rapids. So,
and
drivers out there
in Michigan, their snowmobilers are loving it.
Yep, drivers out there, when you hear this, the snowstorm had come and gone.
Pretty much.
So, live weather reports from us kind of suck.
Yeah,
but
pretty much.
I'm working on putting on we're going to have a weather lady come
That's
on.
That's why I went with it's 30. Coffee season. Hot
That's
cocoa
right.
season.
I'm going to put a weather lady on the show here, hopefully in the next show.
Am I looking at her?
Out, so,
huh? Am I looking at her?
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. No. No. Another. We're adding one just for weather only.
Oh,
it's only
going
to last about 30 seconds. So
Dave makes a lot of executive decisions.
He does. Okay.
And they usually go out the window.
So did you tell these guys about you leaving coffee on my truck? Well, you thought it was my truck.
Oh, yeah, that was stupid.
It wasn't my truck.
No. Freaked your son out.
Are you giving coffee away, Dave?
I asked Dave. I'm like, number one, How did you know when she was going to come out and get it? Because it was kind of a cold morning.
I didn't care.
Just left it there.
Take a microwave and heat it back up.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I get up and go to work at 4 in the morning. And Malia cleans the building fairly close to my route when I leave in the morning. And I was hitting the Dunkin' Donuts up and running there and got two coffees and stopped by the truck and just left it on the door handle and went to work.
Well, and by me, it's like my company cleans these people. Yeah, and so he just thinks it's just me all the time. It's like, no, it wasn't my truck.
So how many of your coworkers are going, somebody keeps leaving me free coffee?
Well, my son, he's like, he thought I had a stalker.
Wrong truck.
He thought I had a stalker. He's like ready to like stake out, watch.
Who's Are you putting her coffee. Name on the cup, Dave?
No, I don't do nothing. I just set it on the cup and drive away.
Yeah.
So I get a call. My phone's ringing.
How does he know it's not for him, Malia?
Well, I get a call. My phone's ringing. It's Porter. He's like, you're not at the building? I'm like, no. You didn't leave me coffee? I'm like, no. Somebody left coffee on my truck. Who left coffee on my truck?
Malia, you strike me as the kind of woman that's had one or two stalkers in her life that maybe have. No, not really.
Mm-hmm. He means you have been a stalker once or twice. Yes.
Well, then they must be scared of you then.
I mean, when I went through divorce,
she looks at you.
Divorce
takes her
is
hair
divorce. Crazy stuff can happen. I guess
she takes her hair and goes, "No, I've never stalked anybody."
No, it's not worth your time.
Is there something?
Come on,
wrong
Bill.
When
I'm
you...
helping you out here, Bill. Jump on the friggin' bandwagon.
Why would I have a stalker? I'm a chick who carries a pocket knife. I don't care about shooting guns. Like, I have a flashlight taser. I have random knives.
There's a lot of thirsty men out there, though.
Oh. Hey, there's a game I want to play. There's a flea market down here.
We get to sniff the markers?
No.
Encourage on breakfast, Bill.
There's a flea market down here. No shit.
$5 a day, anything in their thing. And they have brand new dog shocker collars with the remotes. I want to buy 5 of them. Everybody put them on and play a drinking game. Like quarters, you take a drink, and then you get to reach in the bowl and grab a remote. Hopefully, it's not your own and push it.
This sounds like fun. This sounds like a young people game to me.
Yeah, this sounds like an old person.
The more you get drunk, the more you drink.
You can get in our group in college.
So, have you seen this somewhere, or you just?
I mean, it sounds genius,
but I've seen sort of.
Well, I
kind of
like to put
like
the
that.
Box up and then you guess behind it. And if you're wrong, you get shocked.
No. You just put all the remotes. Make sure they're all the same. Throw them in the
I'm losing in this whole thing, bowl. So I'm not playing any of these versions.
Well, I used to.
You guys would buy 4 remotes to mine or something.
I used to go out to the bar and there would be a lady and she would tell all 4 guys, throw your keys in the hat and whoever I draw is who I'm going home with. So, not the same
name. How do we go from shock collars to
Because we're keys. Males. We're thinking.
I wasn't thinking that.
Shock collars to the black hole, huh?
That's right.
So, we were talking about weather a minute ago.
Weather?
Have any of you recently, because I know it's up where you guys are at, they were able to view it, the Northern Lights. Did you guys see Northern Lights here lately?
No, but my sister-in-law sent me pictures of it. She's seen it. She was outside.
Michigan had a lot of really good spots.
Yeah, Kim sent me pictures of it.
But I didn't know if
she,
as far
she can
as
send
up
you
there,
pictures
you
when she
at.
Sends you your 20 or 40, I guess.
No, I have to have, this is a week behind, but I don't know if Michigan beats Ohio
No, we're
State
not.
Yet.
We're right on time. What are you talking about?
I'm rooting for Michigan today, folks.
Where have you been, Steve? Stay off the bourbon.
I'm in the future.
Pulling your wagon.
I'm the one hitting the sauce today.
He's pulling his toys in his wagon. Watch out.
Bill's got that.
I'll get her to pull my wagon sooner or later, Bill.
I've got to do my drinking during the day. That way, I got time to sober up. Sober up before I got to drive.
Yeah,
I'm going to work tomorrow, so this is my Sunday.
I feel for you, but I just can't reach.
That's all right.
Yeah, I work tomorrow.
Reach out and touch somebody. Usually, get you thrown in jail.
I've got to use a different truck Monday, and it's been vexing the shit out of me.
Are you
going to
take the blue one?
It sucks changing trucks, dude.
I'm going to use 71. I'm not going back on the road. They offered me a new truck.
Drive it for the day.
And then
new truck, a day cab. Yeah.
No, brand new blue one, just like mine.
It's like Dave's. It's a little newer, I think.
You don't need a sleeper if you're going to be home all the time.
Well, that's the thing. They offered me this truck to go back on the road, and I told them I'd think about it, and I have thought about
it. It's a trick.
Well, that's the universe trying to get me to stop losing weight. And
you can still lose weight on the road. You just got to do it differently.
I can't. I know me, and I won't do the right thing. I won't eat right. I won't exercise. And everything it probably doesn't show, but I've actually lost 32 pounds in the last 3 months. So, you know, that'll all just go away, and the headaches will come back, and the sleep apnea and everything that I've.
We're going to have to change this to three almost fat truckers.
Yeah, because Dave's losing weight too.
Yeah, I'm down 35 pounds. So,
and I think you're probably a little lighter than you once were, Steve. But you know, being a fat trucker is more than
where I was.
Well, I had somebody come up to me and said, "I can see it in your face. You've lost some weight."
Well, I mean, I see it.
They always say, "I know." They always say that. I'm like, "What? Is I the fucking Kool-Aid man? What?
Yeah, what's the deal? Why did nobody told me how to?
You do. You lose it in your jowls and stuff, and yeah."
I think we were all just kind of used to you looking that way, you know, and then now, of course.
Yeah, because it comes on, you just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and nobody notices it. And I noticed your hair's growing back pretty quick for after a week or two. So, Steve?
Who?
I guess 2 weeks ago you shaved.
Oh, my beard? Yeah, I don't think I want my beard to grow back.
Yeah. You're going to grow it all the way down. You're going to do like the Mountain Dew guy. Long, straight one down there.
Mine don't really get... Mine gets big. It doesn't get straight.
That's because you got to trim it.
Yeah.
I cut mine off about the same time you cut yours off, so I'm about right on par with you. Just this.
Oh, but
it got kind of out of control, and I tried to take scissors.
I know it blends in with his shirt, doesn't it? It's kind of like where did he go? There's his beard. There's his shirt. Where?
I'm gonna show you one of these days what a dark shirt, what a colored shirt does to the lighting in this, and you can see the bottom.
Show me. He owns a color shirt.
He's such an interior designer to know all that.
I know he's gonna show.
Well, no, it messes with the camera, the aperture of the camera.
It's usually the operator that messes with the camera.
It's usually because of the certain style of lighting that you have, whether you have a fluorescent, a daylight bulb,
turn on your mall light so it's just brighter and shit in there. There you go.
Now you're just yellow.
Now you can see the bottom of the curtain.
No, I can't.
But you can't see nothing.
You may be able to see it, but we can't.
I see
it. But this is unprofessional, so back on.
Now it's dark back here.
Yeah, now it's all black again. You can see your own lid on top.
It's a little bit more studio-esque.
It just
I paid for this shit, so I'm going to use it. Oh, now he finds it.
That's right. He knew where it was at the whole time.
Now he finds it. Ooh, Steve does love his children.
So, how much food did you guys give away this year, Thanksgiving, Steve? I know you guys are last Thanksgiving. I should
give away.
Gave away or made?
You didn't give none away?
Yeah, with some family members and stuff that was on the road and gone and stuff. We made up some
things
for them. And
I follow a TikTok girl, and she's over there in the Hollers in North Carolina. And She throw a thing out there and says, you know what? If you guys want to send something, donate. I'm gonna do some Christmas baskets this year.
Yeah, there's still hurt over there in North Carolina.
She had because
oh
she lost
god,
her
he said
room.
Holler. We're gonna get fucking.
No, we had some of our girls here that took a big pickup load of stuff, donations and stuff.
She
to a church over there in North Carolina that was dispersing stuff.
Yeah, she said her living room, two bedrooms are full. So much people were so generous and sent so much. She was shocked.
Yep.
Shocked on how much she got. She says, I had to go to a local church and see if they'd help me pass it out because I can't do it all. It's just too much. So it's a good thing.
Sometime here, not necessarily just a holiday or whatever, but we ought to do a Three Fat Trucker food drive.
I thought about bringing that up on the last episode, like giveaway turkeys but, or something like that.
Yeah, or, I mean, whether it be to a soup kitchen. Some places actually going to get it to the people, not, well, I hate places that take donations of stuff and then they don't get it to the people they hoard.
I've done food kitchens before because I used to kind of be in the food thing. And the problem with food kitchens, you either got to make it there or they won't take it because they don't, there's certain things. There's only certain places that you can do certain things to. I've learned there's politics involved in
it. Oh, yeah, there always is. Mm-hmm.
And
bureaucracy. But,
yeah, yeah, that's better. Yeah, bureaucracy. So
you're better off just helping people that you know that need help.
Yeah,
there's Barack Obama with his liberals getting involved again.
Bureaucracy and cheese.
Yeah, you're almost better to find families or somebody yourself and help mm-hmm. out because, like I said, me and Maria has already been through this before.
Or make an announcement and stuff, and we could put on. On mm-hmm. ourselves and feed people.
Mm-hmm. 3FT. Oh, yeah.
3FT what? Barbecue.
That would be a considerable effort.
And you know what? It would have to. No, to it's
take,
easy. It's
take donations. It's easy for you. Find a place to set it up, get the word out
there. See, Bill, we know you're not going to be into cooking, so you're going to be the server.
So, I'm going to be the one sitting out there eating with everybody, talking with them. That's not what I'm going to be doing.
Oh, by the way, I did. I
you ever see a rash like this before?
I did voluntary our services to a truck show that is coming up this year that I've already talked to. It is the blessing of the truck up in.
I got to make sure I make it to that this year. Yeah, I'm so regretful that I missed it.
I need the date so I can plan ahead or I won't.
I will get it to you, but I already talked to them and me and our producer Mike already set it up. I wanted to do the pulled pork.
Let's do this.
They give it away. This is all free. This whole truck show is free. So he said something to me about maybe coming up the evening before and feeding all the workers at setup. And so that's something I thought about too, but they have ice cream, full sandwiches, you know, they do it right. You know, Yummies, you know, they don't mess around, but I want
to. We're glad everybody could join us for our meeting here.
Let's get to this here. Let's get to the news there, Malia.
I'm ready to clock in for this stuff and get paid double time. What the heck?
That's right. But this is good that everybody hears this, and we're gonna
do something. Well, it does kind of commit us to it when we're out in the open talking about it. Yeah,
so
there is that. But real quick before we get into this article, let's take a quick break. A little message from our sponsors. If you're on anything besides Apple Podcasts, if you're on Apple Podcasts, just be patient. it's just going to be an awkward pause. We'll be right back, folks.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play. Like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
That's how you come back out of a break.
There you go. So which one to use the victim here? I'm going to read.
Well, it ain't going to be me now because now I know you banjaxed the damn script.
No, go for it.
No, I did not. I took it back out because I was hoping it was going to be her and she caught me.
Well, I'll go ahead and read this one. You did the last one, Malia.
Last week.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Last week. Last one. Last week.
2 weeks ago, he read. He didn't read last week.
Okay. So Idaho to spend $3.4 million on upgrades to way stations. Let me move this to my other.
That's some expensive taters, ain't it, Dave?
I tell you what, that daggum old, that daggum, daggum, daggum it. This was published November 30th, 2024 by Ashley. And we all
love
know,
Ashley.
We all know Ashley.
CDL life girl.
Yeah.
Are we going to meet her this year or next year?
I hope so, because she needs to know what a contribution she's made to Three Fat Truckers.
I'm going to send her a message on her.
She needs to be here.
She needs to get a check from Dave, I think.
Okay, so reading on.
It's called like, share, and subscribe. And that's what I do with her. I like, share, and I subscribe her.
Idaho, the Idaho Transportation Department awarded a $3.4 million contract to add new technology and provide services at way station locations. Idaho, huh?
They freeze up a lot there, so they had to update them.
Yeah. On November 27th, commercial vehicle enforcement technology company Quarterhill Incorporated announced, and there's a link there in the show notes. Well, it looks like a link, but apparently, yeah, it is a link. Okay. The receipt of contracts for system upgrades and maintenance at commercial vehicle enforcement stations operated by the Idaho State Police. Idaho State Police, what's that? Moving on. The contract includes the addition of several new features at the Incom Port of Entry way station along the I-15 corridor, including upgraded way-in-motion technology, advanced license plate readers and overview cameras, an over-height detector, and automatic vehicle identification antenna and reader electronics. Yeah,
that for them.
Kentucky's had that for 20 years.
Yeah, people sneaking out of Vegas.
Yeah.
Getting up there.
The Incom way station upgrades will also include a tire anomaly and classification system, acronym TACS, designed to detect and classify tire issues, including flat, missing, and underinflated tires. Also, as part of the ITD contract, Quarterhill is to provide a year's worth of maintenance at additional Idaho commercial vehicle enforcement sites. Partnering, and I quote, partnering with the Idaho Transportation Department underscores Quarterhill's dedication to advanced infrastructure through innovation. Well, that's a lot of freaking corporate talk. Chuck Meyer, CEO of Quarterhill, commented, and I quote again, upgrades like modernized e-screen systems, enhanced electronics, and TACS installation reflect our commitment to road safety, operational efficiency, and environmental sustainability. These improvements streamline commercial vehicle processing and reinforce our role in delivering impactful public infrastructure projects that benefit Idaho and its citizens. Oh, I think it benefits the dollar value coming into the state more than anything else. Comments besides mine?
Go ahead. I have a question.
Let's go ahead.
First thing is, has anybody been to a new car dealership lately? When you drive into it, you know, the little spot where you go in and get your car serviced, they have tread readers that read how much tread on your tires now. So they can tell you when you drive across them, it measures the tread in your tires. I notice they're doing that now with trucks. So when they come across the drive-through lanes, the computers can read how much tread.
Here's the interesting thing about that.
That is a neat system, but
well, the thing is, they've made changes to the language in the how's that acronym or FMCSA or whatever.
Right.
They've made changes in the language when it comes to tire, like the depth of the tread. It's gone from there used to be specific measurements, and now they've changed not only that, but the measurement of the brakes to just read appropriate, which kind of leaves that up to
the
interpretation of the inspector. Right. So if you're once again, if you've got a guy that's having a shit day, or you look like the guy that went down on his wife, you know, you're right, yeah. You're gonna get
it's not gonna be a good stop.
Right. So
okay. Is there something there that measures my patience when I'm pulling into one of them?
No, but the thing that always amazes me, there's nothing there that says you have to hang up the phone when you're pulling in there, but you always hung up.
You're supposed to be hands-free.
Call me. You got a headset on?
Because I always hung up going into a scale because I always assume, well, I always had to stop because yeah. I had permits and stuff, but I always assume the worst every time.
It's kind of like your DOT physical.
Some states, though, were more lenient and more polite to me than they right. were to the regular driver, because when you come in with your paperwork, they're like, yeah, we don't need to see that. Have a good day, buddy. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
There's other states where you pull in, okay, let me see this. I need
bring it in, pull it off.
I need your kid's social security number and their birthday. And when you were divorced, and when you got married, and
that's one of the things.
Favorite color.
Oh God!
One of the things I wish they would do, since we got a federal driver's license,
universal
federal rule making of what
federal speed limits.
Right. Let's do it the same. No split speed limit. No more. Everybody drives the same. All the rules are the same. All the states.
Well, you have to follow all the federal rules, but. I don't understand why let the states come up with,
you know, let states get their money if you get the opposite. Permit there, but make the rules the same. You know, you can't be off by 10 o'clock at
night. New Mexico, when you're coming into our state, you have to spend the money now. I'm like,
we actually have a year. We have a permit now that we don't have to do that. So we don't have to pay.
But they didn't used to.
I know.
Well, if you buy it for the year and they decide to up the price on it, then they can't get more money out of you. Yeah.
Well, then they went to the IFT license plate, so you didn't have to have a sticker. And now New York's back to having.
You remember how that was before the IFT? You remember that silver plate you used to have on your bunk, and it had like a sticker for every dog?
And you had to write down the mileage in every state you went into.
Had a book. I had a binder in the glove box. It was about that thick with all of the damn permits for every freaking state that wasn't part of it.
And then you had to go through and look because they all didn't expire on the same month.
It was a nightmare.
If you didn't keep track of that, sure as hell, whatever state you went into, it was expired.
You bet. That
scrapbooking now.
Oh,
it's like I don't remember how we handled that at the big companies.
It was terrible.
Because
hold on. Where you're at now, I got pulled over and got a warning ticket because the new sticker was put on before it was due, and the old sticker was taken off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because Clyde just got his IF to put on, and they're not good till January, and
he's going to California. Well, the thing is that they took off the old one.
I know.
That's the one that's still good.
Yeah,
just because the new one's on. Yeah. Yeah.
Good, you guys are funny.
I'll harass him about that tomorrow.
Getting all worked up.
I'm going to say
that. I don't have to do it no more. I'm just like you, girl. I just get my pickup and go.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, but we're a truck driving podcast. We got to know a little bit about this stuff.
A little bit.
I dare say that our listeners are still dealing with these things just like we are. The ones that were born in the teens remember some of the challenges. Remember some of the challenges.
Oh, my God. I cannot get used to
that. I just had a birthday, and now you're making me feel old.
Yeah, we all walk through snow this high and uphill.
Both ways, yeah.
Oh, you was born back
in the teens. Not a fish this big.
No. Hold on. Dave's going to get this. I had to clean my plate every time.
Yeah.
No, you know what I would do? I would just lift it up and let it fall back down, and that would knock the snow off of it.
Your plate?
The plate. You don't remember the spring loaded plate? You'd had to lift it up to get to the fuel.
Oh, put the fuel talking in. About the old cars in the back.
Yeah.
He's talking about food plate.
He's talking about food. Come on, we're fat truckers.
I thought he said I had to get the lift up the plate to get.
No, I had to clean my plate.
Clean the plate.
Oh, we're talking food.
Table to your plate.
By the way, anybody happen to notice Trump's new cabinet is 92% all Gen X? They don't give a shit about nothing.
The boomers are about all dead. So
I'm sorry. I don't know what Gen X boom. I don't know all that bullshit.
Yes, you do. You
were right. I didn't know.
I don't know why you got a label or like I said, baby boomers and all.
Not into labels,
I don't give a shit.
I mean,
I
like
north,
south, east, west. And yeah.
Okay.
Millennial, Gen X.
Yeah, I don't know. Just
I don't
the way
know,
you tell me to go
quick
north.
Question.
Why don't you just tell me to go yes. right? Or
quick question. Did you drink out of a hose?
Yes.
Yes.
Gen X. That's all you need to know.
Did you go in when the streetlights come on?
Yes.
Do you remember the thing at 10 o'clock at night saying it's 10
you
o'clock?
Do you
know where
are.
Your children are?
I remember the TV going off at midnight and playing the national anthem from the flag. Gen X. And then it would be all the color spectrum.
Yep. And the Indian on there with all the round circles.
Oh, now wait a minute. Now, if you remember the Indian, you're a boomer.
The Indian.
Well, I am a boomer.
The yeah, Indian you are.
Because of the trash. Remember that one?
The what?
The crying Indian.
Yeah. Do you know that guy wasn't even an Indian?
Of course he wasn't.
No, he was an actor.
They have Indian actors.
I can just imagine him when it's over with. Can somebody get me down off this horse, please? I can't stand it anymore. He stinks and he's flaring up my allergies. Can you get me down
Jersey,
off of here?
Sounds like a jerky boy, don't he?
From Jersey.
Jerky boy.
Well, you can't do that. I swear to God, I heard last week you cannot have a gay guy play a straight
whoa,
part.
Whoa,
you can't have a straight
whoa,
guy
whoa.
Play a gay guy in the TV series now.
Let's it's throw that slang around.
Incorrect. So why would
the views of Dave movie? Hart do not reflect those of three?
Yes, they do.
They
reflect the country
so or a subsidiary Merkel company. Press,
Merkel Press
for commentary. Email Dave at 3FT
for entertainment purposes only.
That would be Dave at.
We're gonna make a website. We're gonna make a email just for complaints for Dave.
Oh, we got one. It's already there.
3FT.
We no, got a no, complaint it's one. It's Malia it's at 3FTpodcast.org.
There you go. There you go.
See, you guys have one, but you never use yours. I'm the only one.
Do I use mine all the time.
I pay $70 a month for all these email addresses. You guys need to start using them.
I use mine. Matter of fact, I've been using it here lately to get rid of some of the junk mail. Send that in. Did we do a break yet?
No,
we did.
Yeah, we did.
We're moving right along.
I hope so, because we're at 35 minutes now.
It's almost breakfast
time.
Well,
hey, let's get to this last one on here, then.
Hey, I got Cracker Barrel in my mirror. Come on.
What's that?
Did you finish your story?
You got crack in your mirror? Is that what it says? You know, what is Bill driving in front of you? Like, he go,
he's showing me
crack,
a little butt crack.
It.
Got me excited, so we're going to Cracker Barrel now.
Yeah, I think I did finish. Actually, yeah. So go
was
ahead.
Was it good? Was it good?
Yeah, I finished. That's
get
all I
any
can
on
say.
You?
Always, we're fat guys. You
got
always
a,
got dribbles
got
down the front of your
stiff
shirt.
Socks laying there on the floor. Anyway,
I got one sock laying on the floor.
We covered
do,
last
do women,
little
how come
bit
women
of this.
Don't get food on their boobs as bad as guys get food on their belly. What's
no,
the deal
it's
with that
lady that was bitching to the. Waitress says she didn't get her fries with her sandwich because they was under their tits. She couldn't see when she looked down.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Yay. God bless
anyway,
her for that.
We covered this last show a little bit as far as donations and stuff and holidays. Did you ever think about donating during the holidays? There's many places that take donations during the holidays, but you worry about the ones that are scams or don't use the money for what they're asking it for. Do your homework, everyone. Be diligent. Check on the charities you're going to give to, make sure they're on the level. Also, just because you hear about a charity advertised or recommended by even this article,
check
them out, please. Toys for Twats. That's a load of vibrators.
I got a research guy doing work over here.
Now, with that said, here's a few that come up each year. Christmas charities, we got Toys for Tots. It's a U.S. Marine Corps charity. It's been collecting and distributing toys to children in need since 1947. You can donate toys, money, or send personal message to a child. You have Operation Christmas Child. That's a Samaritan's Purse program that encourages people to fill shoeboxes with toys, school supplies, and other gifts for children around the world. We have the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Dave's been there a couple times. A charity that grants wishes for children with serious illnesses. You can partner with Macy's to donate $1 for each letter sent to Santa dropped off at their store. We have Prison Fellowship Angel Tree. That's a program for the Christian charity Prison Fellowship that helps children with at least one parent in prison.
Yeah, we Salvation. Got you smacking. We got
Salvation Army Angel
Dave
Tree.
Dave Hushin. We got Bill Sitton.
Oh, he's always
it's like it's very. If everyone could see what I've been seeing, this is just this is very funny.
This got a lot is going a on here.
Program from the Salvation Army that works with Walmart to help children. You can contact your local Salvation Army to find out where to donate or for more information. Also, we have One Simple Wish, a charity that helps make children's dreams come true. Agencies submit wishes on behalf of children, and then individuals can make those wishes come true. These are just a few from a list a mile long. Give with your wallet and your heart. You never know whose life you might make a difference in this holiday season. All it takes is just one donation, and you could change the outlook on someone's life. Thank you.
By the way, Bill, you cannot avoid the ringer at the store for the bell ringer. Is he standing out there ringing
Salvation
the bell?
Army.
Because the Salvation Army has a card reader on the sign now. You tap your card against the sign. You donate.
So don't, bump, pay, against so it, don't bump it when you walk in. It'll read right through your wallet. Unless you have an RFID reader wallet.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that we have those people this year because I'm not hearing. Are they out
year,
now? Okay.
There wasn't that many last year.
Sam's Club has them every year, and the guy's got the tap right on the screen.
I know that there's been card in there. Historically that they've had them, but
yeah,
it's kind of lean this year, folks. So if you get the opportunity
many people
to help,
are not working down here because they are not getting the donations like they used to. But
yeah,
I know Walmart, well, Sam's Club still got them.
How many natural disasters have we had here recently? Far, you know, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky,
Florida,
Virginia, Florida, Georgia. I mean, there's been lots of weather related disasters.
Texas is still cleaning up, so.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, people aren't working,
but
or they don't have anything because they lost it all, you know.
Thank God to the internet because we do have places on there where you can GoFundMe money has raised a lot of money for people, and it's good that things like that are out there so we can do it. And I'm tickled to death to see the card readers at the Salvation Army guy. He's out there ringing the bell, and you go, "Got no change," and he goes, "I got a card reader right here."
Ain't getting away that easy, buddy.
He's gonna get you, you know, because he always says, thank you and bless you. And you kind of feel like an heel if you walk by there and got no change to give him, you know. So.
Well.
Oh, we'll just say it's on Dave.
It is that season coming here, people. So if you have it to give, please give.
Yeah, because I mentioned this last week. If you are in a position to where you're doing well in life, remember that not everybody is enjoying the same experience you are, and you didn't get there by yourself. So, you know, help somebody out. You absolutely didn't, did you? I mean, mm-hmm. There's I don't think anybody can claim that they've got to where they are without somebody somewhere leading them.
No, because the right anybody direction. That's ever had their very first job, you had no experience. You had nothing, and that person took a chance on you.
Took a chance on you, yeah. And it made all
that
the difference.
I don't
in the world.
Get to walk in there and ask for $160,000 in a corner office. Come on. I don't need experience. I got a degree.
How are you going to drive a truck in a corner office?
Well, driving around the office.
Well, I don't know. They have drone everything now, so you might be able
well,
to.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
I'm in the corner of my basement.
I stood We're in the corner half the way that. Through school. I don't know what you're talking about. I got the corner all the time in school.
He's still in his basement at his mom's house. Well,
sit on a little stool.
Yeah,
that
all
was
right.
Back when there was shame. You know, we used to shame people.
Yeah, he's got his shame hat on right now. Don't
yeah, I got my like shame hat on now.
Sitting in the corner.
Well, we have people that shame people now, Dave, you know, about how they eat a steak and stuff.
I know. You know, them little stabs. Sensitive, you know, we got to be.
I might also remind you that steak was one more ounce and you'd have had to call it a roast, not a steak.
Yeah. I seen the thing the other day and it's just for show, and it's I think it's ridiculous. They showed, like, I think it was on TikTok or Facebook reel. They had a 684 ounce steak. It was a roast that was this thick.
Do cows even come that fucking big?
They just sliced a chunk of leg off is all.
Yeah, I was going to say, a cow's usually about 3,000.
Like, and they show them cooking it, and then they cut it in half, and it's just perfectly pink in the middle, squishing juices. And I'm thinking,
I'm calling bullshit.
You cooked that for 15 hours probably to get it to that point.
Well, they seared it on a hot grill and then they put it in the oven for like 5 hours. And then they
there's no reason for something.
If you're serving a big bunch of people and you got a big thing, you're going to slice it all up.
I was going to say, I'm there for it. I'll take a chunk.
We did that this year.
The 72 ounce steak out there.
Yeah.
The challenge.
Texarkana.
You think that's 9 8-ounce steaks.
No, that's
it's in Texarkana. Or not Texarkana. No. Amarillo, Texas. I'm sorry.
Amarillo, yeah.
Just give me my steak tips.
Well, anyway.
I would eat all that.
It's about that time, kids. We better wrap it up.
A1.
Are we wrapping it up already?
We're wrapping it up.
Not a gallon.
Just it ain't even Christmas time. I ain't got my wrapping paper.
Got on his Riley shirt. I want to put a little plug here. I got on my Atlas Heavy all from old Bubba Branch down there out of Florida.
I should have my Acme shirt on. We seen him at Chuck Show a
year or so ago.
I got from the Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner.
And Breakfast Bugs Bill Bunny has on his famous gray.
Carhartt.
That's all I wear is Carhartt.
Famous.
Louis gray.
But, well, it looks blue because of the light, but it is just light gray.
Oh, is it light gray?
Yeah. All right.
Weird. I had to match my hat with my shirt, so I had to go dig through the closet.
Everyone's a little matchy-matchy today.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
And Cracker Barrel ends in my front windshield, not my rear windshield today.
Dave's got to get to Cracker Barrel, folks, so we got to get out of here.
As he hits the handicap spot and drives through the front of it.
All right, kids. We'll be back in a week. Until then, I've been...
giant Christmas kisses. It's about the size of my head.
We'll be back in a week. Until then, I've been Bill.
And your buddy getting fat, Dave, going to Cracker Barrel?
Getting fat, yeah.
Right. And this is Malia.
And Steve. Everybody have a good week.
Bye.
See you, folks.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.